We're visiting with Madison head football coach Alex McMillan on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, the season gets underway tomorrow night, and you were scheduled to take on Burlingame, but unfortunately that game was canceled due to COVID situation with Burlingame. But you do have a game taking on Harrington. First off, how have you felt about the way training camp went, and do you feel like your guys are ready to play a game?
Yeah, I mean, even all the way through the summer, I think our guys got to see our last score from our Little River Substate game all summer. So I think that's just an easy way for those guys to get motivated. And I think our big senior class that graduated last season has set the standard of what Madison Bulldog football is. And I think these guys have bought into it, and we've gotten better each and every day. And hopefully that gets us where we need to be.
I know the last game didn't go the way your guys wanted it to go, but picking up a win over Canton Galva in the playoffs had to be a big confidence boost for your guys. Did that kind of also carry over into the offseason?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a couple years ago when Canton Galva whooped us pretty good, and I think our guys were had them in our sights for a long time, and I think we played extremely well versus Canton Galva, and that was a big-time win for our program.
We're visiting with Madison head football coach Alex McMillan on the Area Coach's Corner, and you have six starters back, two on offense, four on defense. Are you pleased with the leadership those guys are bringing into this season?
Yeah, you know, a lot of those guys, they got a lot of playing time last year, and they've kind of stepped in that leadership role this year, and they've done a really nice job with that, especially we got a lot of young guys starting this year for us, and I think they've kind of brought them in with open arms and they're just done a really good job coaching those younger guys up and being good leaders. And yeah, it's been very good for our upperclassmen and leadership on those young guys.
Now, we mentioned the six returning starters. That means there's more than a handful of guys that are going to be starting for the first time on Friday night. It's usually a scenario of the next guy up, his next opportunity. Have you seen maybe that be a motivator for some of those guys who are starting for the first time Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, throughout the off season so far, and even our jamboree, we had a returner, some of our key guys returned from last year, but we've also had a lot of unknowns, and I just kind of been stressing to the guys, we're trying to find those next guys up, and we're trying to figure out who's up for the challenge and who's not ready yet. So, but yeah, those guys we got some guys stepping up and playing some good football right now, and I'm excited to see what it looks like in some live action.
Offensively, four starters back. Who are your four starters back?
I mean, Casey Helm is going to be back at the quarterback position. He did a nice job for us this last year, and Kevin Heineken, he started center for us. Braden Foltz started right guard for us, and Bryson Turner wasn't a true starter last year, but he got a lot of reps at the running back position. So those would be our four starters on offense.
And when you have somebody like Mr. Helm back from the last couple of years, that's a lot of experience and a lot of I don't know if I want to use the term moxie, but he has the ability to make some plays.
Yeah, even from week one to week 12 last year, just seeing his confidence build and his getting more comfortable with the offense each and every week, and I think it's even above and beyond where it was last year. So he has a great football IQ, and he's a great leader, and he's built for the quarterback position.
You have Harrington coming up on Friday night, tomorrow night. What is it you're hoping to see from your football team?
You know, I don't know too much about Harrington. I've never played against them, never coached against them. I don't know too much about the program, but I do know their new coach, Kate Albert, is getting them on the right track. And I mean, usually week one, you at least know a little bit about your opponent, and we don't know too much. So I've been stressing all week to our guys, just making sure we communicate offensive, defensively, and just kind of make sure we're doing the little things right and just executing everything. And if we do those things, I think we'll be where we need to be.
Coach McMillan, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck tomorrow night against Harrington, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
That's Madison head football coach Alex McMillan on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shanky Well Service, and by Cody Thurston. on Country 101.7 FM.